Welcome to All Caring Conversations, your health and wellness matters. I'm your host, Tracy Dawn Brewer. Today, we're kicking off Heart Month with a discussion about heart disease with Cindy Burberry. Cindy is a repeat guest with us, and today we're focusing on her expertise on this topic because of her history in cardiovascular care. I hope this gets your mind focused on some things you can do to keep your heart healthy.
Welcome to a new episode of All Caring Conversations and a new month. It's February. It's also American Heart Month, established in 1963, and it's a time when all people can focus on their cardiovascular health. Several organizations around the country recognize February as National Heart Month to bring greater attention to heart disease as a leading cause of death for Americans. National Wear Red Day is the first Friday of the month, which is going to be this coming Friday, February 3rd. Today, I have Cindy Burberry, RN, BSN, with AltCare and Primetime's Quality and Disease Management team back with us today. Welcome back, Cindy.
Thank you.
You joined us last year. We talked about weight management, but your experience supports this topic too. Can you share a little bit about your background?
Yes, I've been a nurse for over 40 years, and I've always been with Altman, and my passion is cardiac nursing. I worked in cardiac care for over 10 years at the hospital.
I remember that you shared that. So when this topic came up, I'm so glad that you volunteered to talk about heart disease and cardiovascular health. So Cindy, let's define heart disease. What is heart disease?
So heart disease is a very general term and can refer to several types of heart conditions. The most common type of heart disease in the United States is coronary artery disease. You may hear it referred to as CAD, which affects the blood flow to the heart. And decreased blood flow to the heart can cause a heart attack.
So are there some common risk factors for heart disease?
Yes, and they're kind of divided up into risk factors that can't be changed and risk factors that you can change. So the risk factors that can't be changed are age, increasing age, male gender, and hereditary. And heart disease is hereditary. So children with parents of heart disease are more likely to develop heart disease and should be very aware that they have this risk factor. Risk factors that you can change is tobacco, smoke, and vaping. So nicotine causes your heart to beat faster and your blood pressure to rise. And if you quit smoking after 1 year, your risk of coronary heart disease is reduced by 50%. So if you do use nicotine or nicotine products, if you would like to stop using those products, you can talk to your PCP. You can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And there is a smoking cessation program that we can refer you to as well. You could just call customer service and ask about it.
Yeah, this kind of piggybacks on our last episode where we got to talk about smoking cessation. So that's perfect. So what role does cholesterol play in our heart health?
So basically, I'm going to talk about high cholesterol. If you're over age 20, you should have your cholesterol checked every 4 to 6 years as part of your cardiovascular risk assessment. If your cholesterol is high and you need to reduce your cholesterol, you'll need to reduce your intake of saturated fat and trans fat. So you can look at any food labels and they will list the fat content. Reducing these fats means limiting your take of red meat and dairy products. Choose skim milk over whole milk, low-fat or fat-free dairy products instead. It also means limiting fried food and cooking with healthy oils. A heart-healthy diet emphasizes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, poultry, fish, nuts, and non-tropical vegetable oils, while limiting bread and processed meats, sodium and sugar-sweetened foods and beverages. Physical activity is really important as well and can lower both cholesterol and blood pressure. And another thing you can do to lower your cholesterol if you smoke, quit smoking. Also, lose weight. It's a lot easier said than done, but a weight loss as little as 5 to 10% can improve your cholesterol numbers.
Wow. Okay. That's a little bit more attainable. So what about our blood pressure? I know you mentioned that physical activity can help lower both cholesterol and high blood pressure. Why are those numbers so important?
Well, high blood pressure, this year, the Division for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention is really focusing on hypertension or high blood pressure because it's a leading risk factor for heart disease and stroke. So if you can remember, a normal blood pressure is 120 over 80. High risk or borderline high blood pressure, if you're running between 120 over 80 and 140 over 90. High blood pressure is considered 140 over 90 or higher. So you might ask, what are the signs and symptoms of high blood pressure? Mm-hmm. Usually there are no signs or symptoms. You know, back in the day, they used to call high blood pressure the silent killer because people would have high blood pressure but have no idea unless they actually took their blood pressure.
Wow.
So some causes of high blood pressure usually develops over time. It can be due to unhealthy life choices such as a high salt diet, not enough physical activity. Diabetes and obesity also will increase your risk for developing high blood pressure.
Okay, so it sounds like there's probably a lot of problems that having high blood pressure can cause. Can you talk about what that can affect?
If you're not aware that your blood pressure is high and this continues over time, it can cause damage to your heart, your brain, your kidneys, and your eyes. And usually, this damage is irreversible once it occurs. So the key again is prevention. With the heart, high blood pressure increases the heart's workload, causing the heart muscle to thicken and become stiffer. And the stiffening of the heart muscle is not normal and causes the heart to function abnormally. It's not able to pump your blood flow out efficiently because it is thickened and stiffer. High blood pressure can damage your arteries by making them less elastic, which decreases the blood flow and oxygen to your heart. This can lead to a heart attack with permanent damage to the heart muscle and or heart failure, which is when the heart muscle cannot effectively pump enough blood and oxygen to your other organs. And again, once this damage occurs, it's usually not reversible. It is permanent.
There's probably some ways to prevent or manage high blood pressure through some lifestyle changes. Can you kind of share what those changes could be?
Some ways to manage blood pressure with lifestyle changes are getting at least 150 minutes of physical activity per week, or you could divide it out into 30 minutes a day, five times a week. Quit smoking, eating a healthy diet, and you should limit your sodium, fat, and alcohol. You should maintain a healthy weight. If possible, manage your stress and take your blood pressure medications as ordered.
Getting to that physical activity, just how active do we need to be to stay healthy? I know you said 150 minutes a week, which you can divide into 30 minutes a day. What else can we do?
Physical activity, you need regular, moderate to vigorous physical activities to help reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. People who are physically active and at a healthy weight live about 7 years longer than those who are not active and are obese. So as I mentioned, you know, the 30 minutes five times a week is recommended. And some people say, oh, exercise just isn't for me. Well, find something you enjoy. It's so much easier to maintain that activity if you enjoy what you're doing. There are so many choices for physical activity, whether it be you have a gym membership, you're doing exercise videos at home, working out to music. If you work out to music, it really helps inspire you, especially if it's music you enjoy. I've been known to do exercise videos at home on my iPad while I'm watching sports on TV, and it really makes the exercise time go a lot quicker. So rather than sitting in your chair watching your TV shows, put a little exercise video on your iPad, and even if it's just walking 30 minutes while you're watching your sports or your TV show, that's getting your activity in. For our Primetime members, we offer the Silver and Fit program. With the Silver and Fit members can go to a gym, and the Silver and Fit will cover that membership cost. And they also have online videos that members can do at home, and they can tailor them to members' needs. So, for example, if they have a bad back or bad knees, there is some type of activity that they have a video for that they can tailor for that member. They also offer life coaching to help tailor activity and diet to best fit their needs. So the Silver and Fit program really covers all of that for our Prime Time members.
Yeah, I share their online videos quite often on the Facebook platform, and I love that they have a YouTube channel. So really anyone in our community can follow along. They're divided into different playlists for those exact reasons. If you have, you know, some things that you need to work out, but your back is hurting, or, you know, you can't bend your knees very well. And also our Alt Cares YouTube channel has an entire section about exercise from our wellness department. So those are all great resources for the community.
Today's episode is brought to you by our Alt Care YouTube channel, which features a library of videos based on health and wellness. Just search Alt Care when you visit youtube.com. And visit the Get Fit with Alt Care playlist for a library of exercises you can do at home.
So how important is our weight? You've mentioned it quite a few times.
It is very important, but it is also something that is easier said than done. So many people have difficulty losing weight. But for those that are above a healthy weight, again, a sustained weight loss of as little as 3 to 5% may lead to significant reductions in some risk factors. So a greater sustained weight loss can improve blood pressure, cholesterol, and also your blood glucose or your blood sugar. If you'd like to lose weight, talk to your PCP, see what they recommend. There are several weight loss programs that are reputable and effective, as well as weight loss apps. At All Care and Primetime, we can send you out printed education, and members can talk to one of our dietitians for a weight loss diet as well. Mm-hmm. And then, as I mentioned before, our Silver and Fit for our Primetime members offers a life coach to help you with your weight loss needs. And I do want to add, too, that you do have to be careful. There's a lot of false advertisement out there as far as weight loss. So if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Like that pill that they advertise, you don't have to diet or exercise, and you can take this pill every night and lose 100 pounds. So I'm pretty skeptical of that.
Sure. Yeah, definitely want to start with your PCP. Your primary care physician is the best resource. And I love that our wellness team is there to help our members too. So definitely just start with someone reputable.
Yes.
And let's talk about some of the other factors that you mentioned early on, like stress and sleep, to consider for heart health.
Stress, everyone feels stress, but people react to it differently. Individual response to stress can be a contributing factor for heart attacks. Mm-hmm. Find ways to address the causes of your stress and make time for things that you enjoy. Sleep. There is more and more research coming out about how important sleep is. So getting a good night's sleep regularly is vital to cardiovascular health. Adults should aim for an average of 7 to 9 hours a night. Alcohol is another factor. Drinking too much alcohol can raise your blood pressure and can also contribute to high triglycerides and cause irregular heartbeats. So if you drink, you should limit your alcohol to no more than 2 drinks per day for men and no more than 1 drink per day for women. And as we've mentioned before, diet and nutrition is essential. A healthy diet is one of the best ways to fight cardiovascular disease. What you eat and how much can affect other controllable risk factors such as cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, and weight. So in most cases, heart disease can be preventable when people adopt a healthy lifestyle, which includes not smoking, maintain a healthy weight, control your blood sugar and cholesterol, treating high blood pressure, getting at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity a week, and getting regular checkups. And sometimes heart disease may be silent. and not diagnosed until a person experiences signs or symptoms of a heart attack.
So let's discuss what is a heart attack.
A heart attack most commonly results from fatty buildups in the arteries that carry blood to the heart. So plaque will build up and narrow the inside of these arteries, making it harder for the blood to flow to the heart muscle. If this plaque in an artery ruptures, a blood clot will form and will further block the blood flow to the heart. When it completely stops blood flow to the heart and the blood cannot get around this clot, blood flow to part of the heart muscle is stopped and a heart attack occurs. This section of the heart where the blood flow cannot get to begins to die. Damage increases the longer the artery stays blocked. Once that muscle dies, the result is permanent heart damage. The amount of damage to the heart muscle depends on the size of the area supplied by that blocked artery and the time between that blockage and treatment. The blocked artery should be open as soon as possible to reduce any heart damage that could occur.
Okay, so are there some warning signs when someone's having a heart attack?
There are, and these require immediate medical attention. So pain or discomfort in the chest, a lightheadedness, nausea or vomiting, jaw, neck, or back pain, discomfort or pain in the arm or shoulder, and shortness of breath. And those are just some of the typical heart attack symptoms. But especially women may experience other symptoms that are less associated with a heart attack, such as shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, and back or jaw pain. If you have any of these symptoms or you know of someone having these symptoms, call 911 immediately. It's the fastest way to get life-saving treatment. And, you know, once you're, if you get come to our ER and you're having chest pain, they are going to work very quickly to see if you are having a heart attack. And if you are, they're going to get you to that heart lab right away. So hopefully a cardiologist can open that vessel up and restore the blood flow to your heart.
Wow. Cindy, this is some tremendous information, and I hope our listeners find it helpful. And I really hope people join into the Go Red movement this Friday. Go Red for Women, it raises heart disease awareness, especially for women. Just like you pointed out, they kind of, you know, we kind of experience different symptoms. So it's just very important to know what to look for. Thanks again for sharing your knowledge with our audience, too. I really appreciate all the information that everyone in our community can use.
And thank you for having me, Tracy. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.